let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Beauty of Being Human is a collection of 200 poems written after retirement from a brilliant scientific career. Author Narendra Safaya takes us on a panoramic journey of self-discovery. Collectively, these poems focus on what it means to be human. Attachment to life, desire to love and be loved, thirst for knowing, and consciousness are all the hallmarks of human nature. Dr. Safaya's poetry portrays the beauty and the challenges of these human gifts and aspirations. The Beauty of Being Human shows how our lives can become truly beautiful and fulfilled by a conscious understanding of the gifts we all possess. The collection has been called Dazzling and Uplifting, a Sensory Delight. Dr. Safaya was born in Kashmir. He taught and conducted research in physiology at various universities in India and in the United States. He then served as an environmental sciences administrator for land reclamation in North Dakota until his retirement. He's authored many scientific papers and book chapters and received awards for professional excellence. He currently lives in Austin, Texas. Dr. Narendra Safaya, author of The Beauty of Being Human, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Bratton.
And please call me Rick, and I've been looking forward to this.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Rick Bratton, and I'll call you henceforth Rick, my dear friend. Okay.
Please do that because...
I thank you for having me on your show This Week in America. It's a great privilege to be interviewed by you, sir.
Well, it's a privilege to have you on and to share some of this wonderful book that you've written, The Beauty of Being Human. And I have to ask, with a distinguished career as a scientist, what inspired you to write poetry? How did this begin for you?
I have been interested in art, literature, and philosophy all my life, from young days. But my formal education, training, and career focused on science. After my retirement, I felt a compelling need to express in verse my deepest appreciation of life and its marvelous gifts, as you already introduced that subject, of love, light, and consciousness, and to bring the scientific and spiritual, or say religious, visions of life a bit closer. I chose poetry because of its precision, as science has, and its appeal to feelings, as religion has. Well, so to illustrate this point, I have just a couple of lines here. I want to read that out to you from a poem of mine called Tickets and Pickets. And the poem goes like this. It's just four lines. In our search for truth or beauty, we must seek harmony, not by raking logic's dust to win a point by only its scientific force, but by an intuitive feel for its fluid course.
Beautiful.
So I want to mix, our precision with our casualness of what we believe in, our heritage, yes, and all that, our feelings.
The book we're talking about now is The Beauty of Being Human. Narendra Safaya, PhD, is the author, the guest. I'll spell all of that and direct you to where you can find a copy of the book. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, The Beauty of Being Human.
You can find it anywhere in the world. Amazon published this, but the previous book to it, which was called Reflections on Being, was published by iUniverse. And they are available on anywhere, in any bookstore, including Amazon, as well as Barnes & Nobles, and you can order for it. Yes. I saw this thing in China, Chinese stores, Japanese stores, South African stores, and so on.
It's amazing. Yeah. All you do is go to Amazon, and you can link onto that if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned it originally was a different book, had a name, and we'll talk about the evolution of the book. But why did you decide to write another poetry book? Why did you go back and sort of use that as the foundation, but write another book?
That is a very tragic story. But my wife passed away in March 2020. After having been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer only 7 months before that.
Wow, sorry to
hear that. This tragedy was so hard for me to bear. So to come out of my depression, and I was almost in 2 months, got paralyzed, so to say, I decided to write The Beauty of Being Human and dedicate it to her memory.
Oh,
you know,
so
we humans have the faculty to lift ourselves up from our defeats and tragedies. That's the subject of my poems, actually. So I thought, let me try it on myself first. So I sat down in June, and by October end, the book was published.
What a tribute to your wife. And you've done this so well, and it takes on a whole new meaning when I understand the story of the book, The Beauty of Being Human. The old book, the new book, each has three parts. Talk about that. What does each part address? And how did you, what was the thought process in laying it out that way with three different parts?
See, the overall theme and purpose of my poetry books, both Reflections on Being Human, which was published in 2016, and The Beauty of Being Human, was or is, what does it mean to be human? And how can we transcend our natural shortcomings by expanding our self-awareness and love of others? So the first book was 142 poems. I revised them, deleted quite a few poems, and added a whole lot of new poems, and made it a total of 200. And both of them were divided into three parts, like life, love, and light. That was the kind of names I used for these three parts in the first book. But in the second, because I expanded that, so it is life and living, life and love and passion, and light and consciousness. I added this consciousness to it because there has been a lot of research on it. So attachment, let's look at it. Attachment to life, the desire to love and be loved, and thirst for knowing are the hallmarks of human nature. My poems portray the beauty and challenges of these human gifts and aspirations, and they affirm the innate goodness of humans and our desire for perfection and spiritual fulfillment. So I had to kind of take the reader from the journey, on this journey of starting with the earthly things, our general life, then what we experience in love, and then what we experience from our deeper understanding of the world, whether that's wisdom, knowledge, religion, spirituality, and so on. It is basically, I believe that our earthly existence only prepares us for greater and bigger things.
The book is
so
well done.
So the part one has 70 poems, part two has 68 poems on love and passion, and part three has 62 poems on light and consciousness. For example, the journey that I was talking about, I can substantiate it by this. It's a stanza from a poem, just to illustrate the point. Step by step, arm in arm, we ascend the live hill. By live hill, I mean the hill of life. Steep and rugged though it is, a passionate thrill keeps us going without rest to test our restless will and to see the truth that lies behind the enchanted hill. So that is the ascent, slow our march up this hill of life.
It is so, well done.
When I'm talking about love, I talk about love both in terms of abstract and in terms of concrete examples of love. So abstract would be this thing. My first question was, where does love reside? So I'm going to read you a couple of lines here. Is it in the heart or in the mind where love dwells, or there in the soul as thou art? I'm equating love with God. Love, your forms are infinite in your purpose, shape, and scope. You dwell in the quark and string the universe in its manifest hope. So then this poem goes on and on. And till we realize that behind our any kind of love is God's face.
All of this in the book, The Beauty of Being Human, by our guest on the program, Narendra Safaiyan. I will spell that for you. And we'll do this several times. And if you Google The Beauty of Being Human, you'll find the book, Amazon, and all the usual places. Even in China, I understand you'll be able to find a copy of the book. That's amazing. It is all over the over the place.
I got about 3,000 reviews in Europe only.
that's amazing. It's a universal topic, obviously. And Narendra is Narendra, and Safaiyan is Faffaya. I'll do that again at the end of the program if you're Googling. And we've got all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And by the way, the first book that Dr. Safaiyan wrote, Reflections on Being Human, was selected as one of the 10 most beautiful poetry books published in 2016. So high honors for that book, Reflections on Being Human, as well as this book, The Beauty of Being Human. And let's talk about that. And it would take probably hours to do this, but what does it mean to be human? And what did you learn about yourself in composing these poems?
See, our self-awareness, which is far more than any other species, actually distinguishes Homo sapiens from other species. Our capacity to feel, think, and reason, the ability to love, hate, or be indifferent, our diversity of form and opinion, desire for freedom, need for unity, our desire for a good, healthy, long life and spiritual fulfillment, and our ability to explore, invent, and improve our understanding of ourselves and the universe around us. These are the things that distinguish our species. This is very interesting. You see, but at the same time, we humans display a vast array of feelings, thoughts, and behaviors that range from the most ordinary to the most sublime. Issues like science versus religion, matter versus spirit, logic versus emotion, are questions about life, love, truth, beauty, joy, sorrow, disappointment, death, afterlife, etc., have persistently appealed and intrigued us throughout the ages. My poems reflect on these aspects of human nature and its awesome beauty.
The book is The Beauty of Being Human. Our guest is the author, Narendra Safaiyan. The book's available at Amazon, all of the usual places, wherever books are sold, online. You can find it. We'll give you all of that information. Doctor, the first book title was Reflections on Being Human. A human. The second is The Beauty of Being Human. Talk about the titles and the difference. It almost sounds like you went from reflecting to realizing the beauty of being human.
You said it. You said it, Rick. You did say it. Exactly. I think I was first reflecting about human nature and then found it to be so awesome and beautiful, both in its tragedy as well as its strength. Imagine in these days, coronavirus is taking terrible toll on us.
Yes.
And still we're fighting against it. And we are going to, you know, conquer it. So every defeat that human being suffers, every sorrow that we suffer, we do find ourselves shaking the dust from ourselves and getting back on the horse. Boy, that's the beautiful part of being human.
Yep.
And we're silly, we are fantastic, but at the same time, I think we are a great species.
And that's reflected in the books. And the nice thing is you can sit and you can read in sequential order, or you can read a little book. You've got the freedom to read and skip and find something you like and maybe go back and read that several times. It's so well laid out. The book is The Beauty of Being Human. Talk about the response you're getting. Boy, time is going by so quickly, and there's so many things I want to talk about. But
it was quite a bit well received. My first book, because the second has not as yet gone to the critics. Maybe they are taking their time. For example, Forward Clarion Review said that, I'm quoting, Narendra Safaya's extensive collection of poetry works towards truth and self-actualization, with many poems hinting at ultimate perfect unity. Strong narrative and surprising imagery make this collection a frequent surprise, a sensory delight, a dazzling reflective mix, uncommon and timeless effect. But you got to understand one more thing, that all poems do not come up to the, you know, cream, like cream on the top. They don't. I'm pretty obvious that there are some lighthearted poems, there are some heavy poems, and there are some. But generally, my poetry is very simple, easy to read, easy to understand, and there's not much pretension in it. I don't even think I'm a poet as much as I am an essayist of a philosophical kind. That's what I have to say.
Well, that's a great way to describe yourself, because sometimes there is a pretension or perceived a pretension with poetry, and that's not the case with the poetry written by Dr. Safaya in both of his books, the book we're talking about, the newest, The Beauty of Being Human. You've written many poems on consciousness, spirituality, other metaphysical topics, including time. We've got a few minutes here at the end of the program. Will you read us one, please?
Yes. Yes, I would like to read one poem, and this one is that I'm going to read is called The Blissful Consciousness. It shows the power of love and consciousness as recognized by neurophysiologists and quantum physicists today. And here I will read. This is, you have to think about a guy in a hospital having had an accident. So with that in mind, I'm going here with the poem. When you come just to see me, I sense your presence by the fragrance that spreads around my comatose body, quickly dissipating the heavy air settled in the room where I lie on the hospital bed motionlessly. Then my inner eyes open slowly and I begin to see. Seabirds over the waves, their flights resume. Daffodils in my heart, pumping heavenly perfume. Butterflies in my stomach, its sweetness consume. The dead I once adored, their full statures assume. While the doctors around me dead presume.
Boy, that is so powerful.
There was a thing yesterday, a doctor was talking about that, how consciousness continues to be there even after a person is supposedly dead by heart attack or brain damage. So I will go to another stanza. It's just short. It's about to finish. When you sit just next to me, holding my cold hand in your warm ones, a burst of light from a thousand suns flashes through my injured brain suddenly, filling each of my neurons with divine energy. Then my Atma, my soul, enters into Brahman's reality, another name for Holy Spirit, and I begin to see my soul merging with the consciousness of space, dissolving into particles that barely leave a trace, smaller than the smallest with a distinct face, stretched out in depth, expanding cosmos as divine lace, while the living thing, I am only in one place. Now, entanglement idea of cosmology is included in it. So the last two lines are, oh no, that's not so. We assemble and dissemble. At times the particle particles aggregate into a conscious being. At times, they are millions of light years apart, but entangled, talking to each other in fields and waves that may resemble those that arose when the primordial atom broke into sound in the ocean of consciousness to truth and bliss bound.
Boy, besides the book, you need to do an audiobook as well. You do that so well, so heartfelt, and obviously they're your words and your thoughts, your messages, which you're sharing with everyone, and that's done in the book, The Beauty of Being Human. And Narendra Safaya is the author and our guest. A couple minutes left on the program. I want to ask you about poets, the background in poetry. Do you have any favorite poets, people that you've read for years?
I have been interested in poetry. I've read almost all the English poets, about three-quarters of the American, Greek, Indian, and Persian. But when I was young, I want to share this thing. When I was young, about hardly 8-9 years old, because in India, in Kashmir, we were under the British influence, you understand?
Yes.
So Keats was one of my favorites. I would recite Keats from my window. I don't know, to the air. I was so much touched by Keats. But T.S. Eliot and so many remarkable, you know, poets. I've been interested in poetry for a long time, but never wrote a poem till I was about to retire. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, that's never wrote amazing. That's amazing because you have done such a wonderful job. Again, very well received, and particularly the first book that's been out there since 2016. A minute or so left in the program. You are doing so
yes.
well with this. You enjoy this so well. Do you have a passion for doing this? You have a talent for doing this. Are you planning on writing another poetry book?
Well, this question has been asked by my kids and others. I say, if time permits and God wills.
Well, we hope that you have the time and God decides we need another outstanding poet in the world and we'll get another book from you.
It's all providential.
The book is The Beauty of Being Human, written by Narendra Safaya. That's N-I-R-A-N-D-E-R, and Safaya is S-A-F-A-Y-A. The book's available wherever books are sold. The Beauty of Being Human, you can Google that and find it. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on directly. We've got a link there for Amazon, so you'll get information on Dr. Safaya, be able to order the book there as well. Doctor, time went by way too quickly. It was fun having you on the program. We will stay in touch, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. You have a gift, and thank you for sharing it with us on the program today, and continued success.
It was an honor, Rick. It was really an honor to be interviewed by you, and thank you for your show This Week in America.
Well,
God bless you, and be safe, and be sound.
You as well. Thank you for the kind
Great
words.
Pleasure.
And
Great
again,
pleasure.
The book is The Beauty of Being Human. You'll find it at Amazon. Narendra Safaya, the author and guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.